Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. What have been some of the most, what things have surprised you that got a reaction? Like what subset of fans are campaigning hard on some issue?
Campaigning hard. Well, I uploaded a video today about, I don't know if you've heard about people complaining about the font used in the Force Awakens.
I watched this one, yeah.
Title. Oh, you did? Goofy. Goofy people.
I love it. It's so good.
I love it too. I love making videos, but I love making videos looking at dummies. And that's my favorite thing in the world. Oh my God. I don't understand people.
So this video was about in the opening scroll where it says episode 7, The Force Awakens, that the font that The Force Awakens was written in was different to previous films, but and again, this like to me, finding that out is not cause. It's just cause to go,
no.
Hey, it's a different font.
Me too.
Well, that's sort of a fact. That's sort of a bit of trivia, kind of.
I would just say, oh, that's kind of neat.
But to get upset about it.
Oh my God! Yeah, to make your username fix the crawl.
Oh really?
And they've been spamming like Star Wars Twitter and Pablo Hidalgo, the creative executive for Lucasfilm. Like, oh my God!
Put a bullet
in my head. Yeah, that's so nuts. People will complain about everything, man.
And then this is the sweetest bit, I think. Is that you did a bit of detective work and worked out that the font changed. Like, so Star Wars and Empire have the same font.
Right.
And then it switched for Jedi in the prequels. And then J.J. Yep. Abrams has brought it back to the Star Wars and Empire font.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of complaining about something that they should have been complaining about in 1983.
Right,
and they should be celebrating that the font is back.
It's back, baby. But it's so stupid.
Our 30-year campaign to bring back the font has been successful. It's back. We love it.
Oh, it's so dumb. It's so stupid. Oh man, and yeah, like I just. I don't care. Like if it was changed, I made the video and I was just like, should I kind of hesitated to upload it because I was like, is this even something worth talking about? Is this even worth bringing these people, you know, above water and into the light of, I don't know. I hesitated to upload it. But I did, and I like it.
Oh, I'm just having
I don't
a,
know.
I'm having a look now. It's got 10,000 views already. The best comment on it. There's actually some good comments on here. An awesome comment here by Kit Fisto on your YouTube is plus one thing The Force Awakens stole from Episode 4 list. That is a good comment.
That is a perfect comment.
That is a pretty good one. I take that he was being sarcastic in that if he wasn't being sarcastic, Kit Fisto deserved to die. But
Well, yeah,
and another guy wrote, "There are kids on Jakku starving, guys. Come on." This I like it when I find it very satisfying when people that listen or read your stuff
Get it.
like get the tone at which to take
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And as we were sort of talking about before with how your comment section's pretty mellow, I kind of I do like that most of the conversation on my Twitter threads and on the Facebook page, they're pretty, even if people disagree, they're pretty normal people about it. They're not starting up any save the font Twitter handles or any of that sort of stuff. It sounds like they're going to be at Celebration this year, like handing out flyers, like the Back to the Future Save the Clock Tower flyers. But imagine how much more satisfaction you get watching the film with that slightly different font.
It ruined it. It completely ruined the movie for me. I sat down in the theater and I closed my eyes for 2 hours after seeing that. And yeah,
Imagine
I
on the
could not.
opening night, someone just yells out, "Oh, the font!"
Did you see that?
But the fact that it is the same, like it is the same font to Star Wars is just
Yeah,
so
it's
good.
great.
Another spit in the face to those
Yep.
prequel denying people at Disney and Lucasfilm. Prequel haters through font. To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting the show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.